chill,
he's feeling
bro.
It too. Look at him. He's giving it his all. Dude, straight from the heart.
Yeah. What do you think?
I got like a 9.5, you know, replicating what's on my body. So I just decided just to replicate it on the as a one. If I were to get sorted into Hufflepuff, I would have restarted. No, not even restarted the game. I would have returned it and then bought like a brand new copy. This one, I think you should have everywhere. I bought this for the first time. Look at all those ports, bro.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Trash. Put in the trash.
Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Trash.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Trash. Hangover and then Pineapple. Yeah. Dude, Hangover dropped off so hard.
Yeah.
After the first one, it just... It wasn't really that funny. Sometimes I hear about some that's such a feat. Yeah. Do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I flow the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the butt I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spill. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm a f***ing tell. It should be my meat. Like, come on, man. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started with episode number 105 of the Broke Knock Life podcast.
105.
And it's your host with the most, Chris, a.k.a. Broke. And, you know, always sitting in the helm of debauchery is the co-host, Mr. King. He's about to go see. We're going to make this short, probably like 45 minutes, because he's going to go see the
cocaine
illustrious
bear.
The very elaborate, not elaborate, accolades. It's filled with accolades because I see on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like jokingly rated one of the highest films.
It's insane. The trailer is, y'all need to go watch the trailer if you haven't already.
If I put the trailer on here, I'll get canceled. We actually got our first strike on YouTube for that last fight video with all of them running towards each other.
Yeah.
That got me my first official community strike on YouTube. So we can't do any more fights on here, unfortunately. But
because it was too violent, or the
I don't know. I've posted fight videos on here. I think the guidelines are just getting stricter right now. But it'll be on Instagram. It can be on our Patreon. I might make like a fucking fight video podcast just to put on Patreon or like my own website.
If only YouTube was how it was back in the early 2000s.
Dude, if
no ads.
It was all fight videos, man. You could look up fight compilation, and they were all over there. People getting knocked out, like killed and shit.
Every time a artist would make a song, the music video would be first.
right. And nowadays, it's
the song comes first, and then the music video comes like 2 or 3 months later.
Yeah, right, and then in the midst of you waiting for that, like that music video finally comes out. 6 ads. Every minute of a 6-minute video is a fucking ad. That's why they called it the adpocalypse, bro. Back in 2015, 16. Oh man, good times. But I'm a lay out these segments. We got a new segment today, actually. It's called Tech Tips with Chris. That'll come a little bit later. But we got the Gramps basement. I'm gonna show off the Hogwarts, my Hogwarts character, because I've been fiending on that game.
Yeah, Chris doesn't believe there'll be multiplayer soon. But
I don't. I'm because a believer. The mod.
I love to believe. I believe in dreams, and this dream will come true.
If it gets you to play, then I'll kick your fucking ass, bro.
Avada
Kedavra.
I messed it up so bad. Hey. I love Harry Potter. Even though I messed it up, I love it.
Rigel texted me. He's like, dude, when am I going to get to these cursed spells? I'm like, bro, you got to play the main story. Like, he's getting so impatient. He wants to learn all of them just so he can murk bitches, bro. I'm like, just wait. Scroll a little bit down. So we got the Grant's Basement, the Hogwarts character, the Tech Tips with Chris. We got a tier list, the Assassin's Creed tier list. I figured that might rile some up because I got some pretty hot takes on that. And then we got top 5 funniest movies of all time. And then a guilty pleasure shows. I was talking to this girl about this, and I just had to put it in the segment, in the show. So
does that?
Hmm.
Never mind.
Not her. Not her. Nah, a different one. Dude, if she heard me say that, bro, it'd be all over. It's been, you know what? Never mind.
All right, on to the next.
She'll be the one to listen to every single word I say. But anyway, what up? All right.
What up, though?
What up, though? For real. Oh, shit.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
Somebody needs to make like a... Like, dude, I need to send this sample to Dak, and he just needs to make like a mellow beat after it. See, look. It'll go
spell
like this.
Spell red.
I can do this.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
But that's a little segment into the Dak Attack with the Mac in the Back of the Sack. His track... Ice Trap.
That was an unexpected but nice flow after.
It was a little loud. I could work on it, my technique. But something like that, some mellow beat.
Yeah, but the flow came nice after the spell read.
That's good. After 2 years of using the soundboard, I can make a good transition.
Yeah.
It feels nice.
That's the word I was looking for. The transition was very nice.
There's another word for it. Transition segue. Yeah, segue into that. But that's more on like a subject line, like segueing into Gramps' basement or the Hogwarts character show off. But anyway, speaking of Spance, Jesus Christ, speaking of Gramps' basement, that was a failed segue. Go ahead and close out. Well, don't close out of the Evernote. Just minimize it. And then we should have Mr. Harry Mack. So I got about 5 clips to show. But you know how I told you there's a infamous Infobren one?
Yeah,
you will see that, and it will
not excited for it, but
it is amazing. It. It is A1. It is creme de la creme, bro.
Creme de la creme.
Well, we're gonna start off with Harry Mack, bro. Dude, Harry Mack brings us the most views on this channel. It's insane.
Oh yeah, I mean he's
if I ever am in a view drought, I just upload a short of Harry Mack and us reacting to it, and it gathers the people. Even the people that disagree with me on the objective fact that Eminem is just better.
The unity that we all need.
Right, right. Dude, there's 35 or 45 comments of me and this guy just going back and forth on one of the Harry Mack versus Eminem one. It's amazing. He's there at one point. He's like, "You think I'm some?" He's like, "I'm actually an old head. I've been studying hip hop for 30 years. You're not talking to some fucking noob, blah blah blah."
Uh-oh.
Bro, I know everything, bro. Don't worry about it. Don't try to argue. I know it too. I know what you're about to say, and I know the refute to that. So get the fuck out of my comments. Shout out. All right, shout out Harry Mack. Let's play it. Go ahead and increase the volume on that BLC. Probably
Cowboys.
Like, yeah, yeah, right.
Sand.
Piccolo.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Piccolo.
Okay, Epiphany, Gunslinger.
See, I stopped watching it right here because I knew it was gonna be good. So let's see.
Find a beat for this. Hold on.
I love the attire, yeah. And I love the words.
Yeah. Okay.
You see that cowboy right there?
Yeah, dude. Look at him. How much is he judging?
When I be rhyming, rappers can't get with me. I guess we just see it differently. From all my haters, just distance me. Had an idea, I just had an epiphany. Y'all know it comes to my mind. They about to lose it when running my rhymes. Grabbing the words that they incorporated. These rappers is jelly, they all sort of hate it. It gets demonstrated, I've been innovating. Come off the top with the sickest creation. Loving all the lyrics I bring ya. Ay, no clone, no dead ringer. Ay, moving like a hornet, I sting ya.
He's still not impressed.
I've been leaving every track injured. Rappers, they be sounding like beginners. Shooting my shot, kinda like a gunslinger.
Yeah, we got him. We got him.
People pay attention when I rock my rest. Float till I'm dead. I go over here, something like a stocking cap. But we out of Texas, so it ain't a stocking cowboy hat. That's the only kind we rocking. H-Mag, when I'm on it, I'ma get the loot. Got the badass hat up the Allen's boots. Got the flow that can't compute when I'm coming off the tip of this.
Okay.
Lyrics I display for the fans are ridiculous. I'ma put it down with the mic in my hand. I'ma crush competitors, turn them into sand. Yeah,
H-Mag, nice.
I'll be winning in the battle. I'm about to hurt them like cattle. Represent from us and all the way to to Seattle. I'm a king, I live inside a sandcastle. Then again, I'm just trying to keep it humble. Not a sandcastle, cause I never crumble. H man, look at competitive stumble. Yeah, matter of fact, we get in the pace of the bundle. I'ma break it up for y'all with the swag. When it come to lyrics, man, I'm never about to lag. Kinda like whatever you got in here, all of my lyrics be up in the bag. H man, coming off the top, they gon' fear this. Let them hear this. When I'm done, I'm disappearing. Moving through the clearing, I'll be shining like
I need
a
to hear Piccolo.
I know, that's what I'm waiting for.
Put it down for y'all to get frisky. I'ma have a tipsy, all about the whiskey. Yeah, I'm tearing rappers into pieces. Calling up the hat brand, and he can't believe this. Yeah, check out what I do to you. When I'm rapping, I'll be getting musical. And my liver's way more than suitable.
Hold your Daniel. Arm up.
That's a lot of Roman numerals. Yeah, I got it. In the game of rap, yeah, and they know I'll be a stunner.
Daniel,
I already told you, Mac is the gun up. Put it down for y'all, cause I got the sickest flow.
Oh.
I'm just rapping for my district, though.
He's
when
coming.
I'm rhyming for the people, they be getting low. Big like a cello, rappers tiny like a piccolo.
Oh.
Yeah, and they know how I'm coming. When I'm in the session, I got everybody running. I'm the most honorable. We gotta go. He said the babies want to show, so I do it for my younger fans. Do it for the infants. I ain't never keeping no distance. Way too persistent, blocking up the pathway. I just grab the mic and let my rap slay. Y'all know that we turning it loud. We started with these four, now we forming a crowd. H-Mag, y'all know I get you high, something like the purple. When I'm in the cypher circle, bugging out, it's nothing now. I'ma get the rap loot. When I spin, I attract crews. Yeah, I'ma blow these rappers back, dude. I'll be stomping on the game like a black boost. H-Mag, man, I'm making them holler. I'm standing up taller, the lyrical baller. I study like scholar, I'm getting it popping. Whenever
Jesus
I'm on it, you
Christ.
Know I came to rock this. Rappers like a coat, the softest. I'ma break it up and y'all to go crazy. I'll be winning with the battle raps. I'll be winning in my habitat, cause my freestyles is classic like Cadillacs. Yeah, H-Mag, I break it down, anything I'm seeing. Dopest human being every time that I'm freeing. Gripping on the mic and then I'm ready to destroy. If you're feeling what you're hearing, go and make some noise. Let's go.
These people don't understand the free show that they just got.
That dude in the light blue. Daniel, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel
yeah.
realized it.
Wow.
He fucking threw his hat after Piccolo, bro.
Just, gosh. Imagine if he was here.
Dude, I would be yelling. Like, every rhyme that he makes, I'd be like, oh! I'd be like that guy, black dude with the white tux on at the prom. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that was, like, really vibing with him. He was, like, right in front of his face.
Yeah, the very first.
That'd be me. That'd be me. All right, I forgot what order I put this shit in. I don't know if that's good or bad, but all I know is just downhill from here.
I mean, we're here for it. Let's see what you got for us.
Y'all gonna have to be here. Oh, yeah. It's like a young Trippy Red.
Hey.
Dude, that sounds so good. He's just yelling. It's like chill.
He's feeling
bro.
It too. Look at him. He's giving it his all. Dude, straight from the heart.
He's going through some
Let
shit.
Let your soul speak.
He's been going through some shit, bro.
It's actually really not that bad.
Whenever he yells into it and it echoes, that sounds amazing. It's coming up right here. No. Yeah. That just sounds dope. He's coming back in. He's like, chill,
dude,
bro.
All right, dude. The mic's on fire. Let it cool off a little bit. Come on.
He's still going in, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
In this video, this is
Baruch
skateboard bowl.
This
so
is a bowl.
We have the skateboards milled, prepped, and ready to go. We use a circle cutting jig
so
with bandsaw to get a round blank, and then we move to the lathe where we actually start the carving process. It's very important when working with recycled skateboards to use a sharp chisel or a brand new carbide bit to minimize reduce of explosion and or
tear out.
Look at all that
shit he has, bro.
So once we've carved and sanded the bowls to our liking, we add our brand on the bottom using a blowtorch and a custom mold, and then we begin the finishing process. And normally this takes 3 to 6 coats of a wipe-on poly. And we buff between the coats and get them just how we like it. And once we're satisfied with it, then we take photos and we upload them to the site. These will be coming out soon, so you guys stay tuned. Thank you.
It looks so dope. I just love the whole thing of him recycling skateboards. Because it's such a great idea.
And being creative with it too.
Yeah, yeah, and like reselling it.
And then we move to the lathe where we actually start the carving process.
You know how many skateboards Cameron went through? Like all of that. Just imagine that's everybody.
What he could have done with it.
Yeah, yeah. That could have been a bowl, a Cameron bowl.
Carved and sanded the bowls to our liking.
That's why they're so expensive.
We add our brand on the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, you see how much effort goes into each and every piece?
And, mold. And then we begin the finishing process. And normally this takes 3 to 6 coats.
See, 3 to 6 coats already. It's expensive.
And we buff between the coats and get them just how we like it. And
time is money. Money is time.
It, then we take photos and we upload them to the site. These will be coming out soon, so you guys stay tuned. Thank you.
I'm gonna be getting a necklace soon. Yeah. He's got little necklaces. Oh,
really? For, out of skateboards.
Yep. Just like a little piece of it.
Press that garage button and just make sure you don't fucking step over the laser. Jump over the laser. Go.
Dude.
Jump over the laser.
Bro. Oh. bro.
Dude, for him to fall for that, he's, what's he got in his mouth? Oh, a cigarette.
I did that shit like whenever I was living with my parents, but I'd actually make it.
Jump over the laser.
You gotta go faster than that, man. Like, not even.
Go!
Bro.
Jump over the laser!
You went head forward. Like, you didn't even go back.
Maurice, I'm gonna test you.
Alright, pause this,
This next one. Alright.
We're here.
Gosh.
We're here.
Guys, so guys, are you ready? Because I'm not.
Dude, he spins this in a way that makes this so much funnier. So look, read what it says right here. The testing.
Testing Maurice's abilities.
So he's InfraBren is going to put Maurice to the test. So let's see how he's put to the test.
I thought before he was put to the test, but I guess let's see what he's got now.
You got it.
Gosh.
Right.
You about to see.
I'm going
to
apply a little bit of pressure, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Pressure's odd. So be on your toes. Okay?
I take a shower with a pressure washer.
Oh, there you go. Hey, bud, can I ask a favor of you?
What's up?
This is my son Maurice here.
Hey, what's up, man?
He's got a one-man show happening this Friday at the Admiral. It's his first time going on in a while. He wanted to maybe demonstrate some scenes that he'll be performing.
Hang on just a second, baby. You want to watch a comedy scene with me real quick?
It's not a comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's live action. And you're going to be under pressure. Oh. Lots of pressure.
Feel pressure.
It's going to hurt a lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey. How you doing? He's doing a one-man show this weekend.
Pause this.
At the Admiral.
Okay.
And he just wants to.
This guy, he does this with a bunch of people, but I zeroed in on this one because this guy is so concerned. He just does not know if what's real anymore. All right, let's go.
Stuck in the matrix.
You'll see how concerned his face looks.
Maybe demonstrate one of his scenes for you.
Okay, go for it.
So I would like to apply a little bit of pressure here. Is that okay? It will hurt a lot.
It will hurt a lot?
Yeah.
the thread? Excuse me.
I think he's just warming up for the scene. All right, and... Action. Yeah. What do you think?
That's interesting.
Do you think he's got what it takes, or?
What kind of a show is this?
It's a one-man show. Yeah.
I mean, what's going on at the Admiral, though? Is that just you're the whole show?
He's the show.
How long is the show supposed to be?
It's going
to
be about 1 hour and 30 minutes.
All right, we'll show him another scene.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Look at him just.
I'm not sure what to think. Yeah, it's a lot.
There's a lot of guns in this show.
Yeah, lots of guns, lots of violence, lots of sex. Sounds like video games.
Your opening monologue. That might be good.
Oh, yeah. die tonight.
You don't want to hear the ending monologue, or?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Guys will do great.
That went well. Good job. Yeah. That went real well. Real well. Come on. Okay, Maurice, I'm going to test you a little bit with this next one. All right.
That was good.
I'm going to apply a little bit of pressure.
That was
okay?
Good. Oh, yeah.
Pressure's odd.
It's amazing.
So wow. Be on your
that was good.
Hit him with your opening monologue. And he looks at him. You're going to die. He's doing it all on the spot.
And then he's like, show some more scenes. Okay, how about if I walk to the side and shoot? That'd be a different direction.
Just goes up, pew.
A different angle.
Oh, man. Wow. See, that was funny cringe, but we're going to get into, some actual cringe.
Okay.
Just play it.
This is a great cornholio. I am at KFC. I have some chicken for my bunghole. Colonel Sanders for my bunghole. Give me your TP. Are you threatening me? Give me your TP. Do you have TP for my bunghole? TP. Give me your TP. Give me your TP.
Dude, whoever is recording that just got so embarrassed at the end.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be like Yoda?
This is a great cornholio.
No, dude, that's Beavis.
I have some chicken for
from
my
Beavis
bunghole.
And Butthead.
Oh.
It's a famous scene. He's in an airplane.
Give me your TP.
He runs
me?
Out of toilet paper.
Give me your TP.
And he comes out with no toilet paper. He's like,
give
I am cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole. But this guy, he's just
going to the max.
Yeah, he's just doing it in a fucking KFC that's probably not even populated at all. So it's just deafening. And whoever is sitting with them, oh man, I feel bad for them. But speaking of feeling bad for people, I feel bad for King because he doesn't have Hogwarts right now. Because we're gonna go through. See, look at that. Look at the tear. It's rolling all the way down his face. But I wanted to show off my build right now because I've been getting some compliments on my motherfucking cape, bro. So I'm gonna show y'all my build and then y'all comment below what y'all's is or y'all send me some screenshots. That's the wand. Everybody got like a long ass wand. I got like a 9.5, you know, replicating what's on my body. So I just decided just to replicate it on the as a wand, you know.
Dude,
you got a handle and everything, bro. I got that phoenix feather too. You gotta have the phoenix feather. Don't get that dragon shit, bro. That shit pussy. Yeah, that's for collecting all the house tokens. That shit glows in the dark too. It's amazing.
Really? The whole thing?
No, just the cape.
Cape
and the outfit, because it's a cape in the back. And then go to the front. I got a leprechaun top hat with that mermaid shit. That's that drip.
How'd you get that? You have to marry a mermaid?
Dude, I was such a dick on this side quest. Y'all know the side quest I'm talking about, but you go up to this girl and she's like, oh, you need to go into this cave to retrieve this artifact for me because I've been trying so hard and I just can't do it. And then I retrieved it and then I brought it back to her and she's like, she asked me, oh, are you gonna give it back to me? And then my character had an option of saying no. But I was like, no, if you could swim, you could have gotten it. You snooze, you lose, bitch. It's mine now. It's on my fucking face.
So what would have happened if you gave it to her?
I don't know. Because I didn't. She does make very sly remarks every time I pass by her. She's like, I can't believe you did that. I got to work all over again to do this. I'm like, you snooze, you lose. This is Slytherin house, bitch.
Hey, you got to live to the role.
Yeah, dude, if you could swim, it'd be yours. But hey, you asked me to do it, that's the price. And there's time is money,
you
money is time, bro.
The Hufflepuffs?
The Hufflepuff bitches, bro. If I were to get sorted into Hufflepuff, I would have restarted. No, not even restarted the game. I would have returned it and then bought like a brand new copy. With that money. Hufflepuff fucking sucks dick, bro. Alright, but that's it. Close out of that. That's Cyberpunk. It's just going to go into random fucking screenshots. Okay, and then let's see. Up next, so we're going to do this new segment. It's called Tech Talk or Tech Tips with Chris. So every week or every couple weeks, I'm just going to give y'all two pieces of technology that would really help y'all out. Because I scroll through that shit all the time. I have like a thing on my phone that's just like on Reddit. I'll just browse through a whole bunch of new shit. It's all over the algorithm on YouTube. So let's begin. You remember this?
Yeah, don't tell me.
I'm not. Shit, I can't stop it.
Ew. Oh my gosh. It's... Don't tell me. Dude, why can't I... It's the blue bird and the...
No.
Yeah, it is.
SpongeBob.
No, it's not. Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's from SpongeBob.
What?
This is the Mr. Krabs episode where they think that he's a robot. Remember that?
Yeah, but what? But that sounds like it was on a... You know what show I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
With the blue bird and the his little raccoon friend? Dude, yeah, you do. I can't think of...
We gotta figure this out now.
It's on...
What was it on?
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. Then I... What? Wait. A blue bird?
And then his raccoon friend.
What?
And then the his manager, their manager was a jar of bubble gums, a bubble gum machine.
What?
Dude.
Oh, are you talking about not Adventure Time, Regular Show.
Regular Show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had a part where it was like that or something close to it.
See, I'm going to do a Cartoon Network tier list because I got a lot of hot takes. I got a lot of hot takes. And we're going to address
Samurai Jack.
Dude, Samurai Jack is unbeatable. You can't beat that show.
I'm pretty sure they made like a new season.
Yeah, they did. Did you watch it?
Mm-mm.
It's like M. So there's blood and killing and shit. This dude goes hard. He is massacring people. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, this is this first piece of equipment. It's called the Rodecaster Pro. They just came out with the second one. This is what you see that I use for every fucking podcast. Go to the next picture. It might not give you what I want you. Keep going. It's the next one. And try to like maximize that or make that a little bit bigger. Pause it first, though. Or I don't really think you got to pause it. So up on the screen, that trips OBS out when you do that. That was perfect, though. So this allows you to have all of these. It basically allows you to have a podcast in a seamless way possible. So I was using an audio interface, the Focusrite. And I would have to have everything plugged into that and then move it to FL Studio, edit it there, and then move it to another video editing software. This, you have an option to be able to export it and fuck with all the tracks, but I do all of this volume live. So I don't have to do audio whenever I'm done with this. All I got to do is just export it to my video, match it up with all my camera angles, and it's ready to go. So, I mean, you got a soundboard on here. You have Bluetooth capability. You can plug in your phone. Like, if I were to have two callers right now, I could have a person coming in via Bluetooth on one phone, and I can plug in Kingsley's phone via TRSS cable and auxiliary to TRSS or auxiliary to auxiliary, whichever one, and then I can have somebody talk on him, and everything is on the same soundboard. So if you're plugged in with these headphones, you can hear everybody, and it's just, it's so amazing. It's like $599.99. It's the best investment you'll ever make. It's simply phenomenal. I have nothing but good things to say about this shit, and they're constantly updating it too. Like, they recently made it to where this isn't just a soundboard anymore. You can use it whenever you're streaming on Twitch. You can make one button transition into another game. You can make one button make like something pop up on your Twitch stream. So it's not just sound. It's not limited to that. They're broadening it and making it more worth its money, to be honest.
Get ready, TikTokers.
Get ready. Get ready for that second one, bro. Because I'm getting that Rodecaster too. I need it. I need it. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Go back to. This one, I think you should have everywhere. I bought this for the first time. Look at all those ports, bro. You stick that on one outlet. You got how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 main outlets. 3 USB, 1 USB-C. Oh, yeah,
the main one for vapes.
What do you think I use it for? All right, go to the next one. It'll show a more in-depth shot of it. All right, so, yeah, 5 outlets. Literally what I just fucking said. Fireproof. I don't know about that. What do you mean, fireproof? But the green circle in the middle is... It's being grounded, so it's not gonna... So if you have all that shit plugged in, it's not gonna short out. But dude, everybody should have this shit. It's so convenient. So convenient. I do have trouble sometimes. You know what? This is the only issue I have with it.
You have one?
Yeah. I got one behind near my bed.
Okay.
If I have 2 or 3 things plugged in via USB, sometimes one of them won't charge because everything is... I don't know, one just cuts out. So that is a con to it. But there are also better versions that you can spend more money on and that not happen. So take that how it is. Take it or leave it. All right. So that's the tech tips with Chris.
That's pretty cool.
That's the first two. I got so many lined up. I was just thinking about how infinite this segment could be. But yeah, we can close out of that.
I don't think I've played a lot of these.
That's why I put it not played. I figured you hadn't played a lot of these. I figured you played like the first few and then you kind of just tapered off. Because to be honest, that's
I
all.
I think honestly, I played the first one on the Xbox and then the rest I just kind of like played off of you.
Mm-hmm. I played the fuck out of Assassin's Creed, bro. I played the fuck out of them. Okay, so we went through all that. Okay, so this is the Assassin's Creed tier list. You're gonna have to read these off because my eyesight's shit and I can't see that. What is that? Odyssey, the first one?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Trash. Put in the trash.
Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Trash.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Trash.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Let's go dank. Let's go dank with that.
All right. Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Ooh, that's OG. That's OG.
I like that one too.
Black Flag is so good.
Assassin's
trash.
Creed Origins.
I see the pyramid, not trash.
Assassin's Creed 2.
That's OG. That's above Black Flag. Yeah. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Let's go top of dank.
Assassin's Creed.
That has to be OG.
I was about to say. He's smoking on Switch.
Even though you couldn't do a lot of the shit that you can in the other games, that was the first one, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That story mode still sticks with me. It was the Apple of
Apple,
Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. What is the next one, bro? Some fucking bullshit Assassin's Creed. Is that right?
Assassin's Creed Liberation.
I never played that. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Red versus blue coat shit, it seems like.
That must be like an alternative game that they put on like mobile devices or some shit. Trash.
Assassin's Creed Rogue?
Never played it. Was that Revelations?
Yeah.
Dude, I love the story for that. Go bottom of OG. Okay, and I'm gonna break down why all of those are in the trash. You change the gameplay, man. You change the gameplay. Those are not stealth games anymore. It's hack and slash. Like, have you seen the difference between the OG, the top and the bottom?
No, so I guess,
bro,
it's more of like attack and dodge.
Yeah. There's like no stealth anymore. There's big battle arenas where you can do all this shit. I don't want it. I don't care how good. Dude, Assassin's Creed would always bring me to the games because of the time setting that they're at. I'm like, oh, damn, dude, Black Flag, it's all pirates. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was all stealth. You could customize all this shit. Everything, dude, y'all would be objectively wrong if y'all disagree with me. I don't give a fuck. Trash, 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 trash. If they don't change up the gameplay, it's going to be trash. I don't want some fucking Call of Duty rehash of the last game over and over and over. Because that's what it seems like. All right, that's the end of my rant. Fuck the new Assassin's Creed.
Do I get to go?
Which ones have you played? The first?
I played. I think I'll play that one.
Brotherhood was the one with the multiplayer. I thought that you played that. Oh,
yeah.
That multiplayer was actually pretty fun. Was
good, yeah.
You know what? I actually remember playing that shit with you.
One. Yeah.
You would have to guess who the fuck is the assassin.
Uh-huh.
And you would just stay in a little crowd, and you're like, I'm waiting for a motherfucker to just move out of sort, bro. And then I'm attack his ass.
First one's OG. I like Black Flag.
Black Flag is so fucking good.
This one, I remember this one. Nah, keep it dang.
They're missing one. They're missing Assassin's Creed 3. Is 3 on there? Because that was the...
Yeah, it's this one.
The Native American. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember liking that a lot. I remember the graphics jumped significantly from the other ones to that one. Because I remember the first tutorial running around. I'm like, holy shit, this game looks amazing. All right, so, I mean, that's a good track record. From the ones you played, OG and Dank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good track record.
I just played the good ones.
Yeah, you did. That honestly, you can stop there. Revelations has a really good story, though. It kind of ties up a lot of... It goes more into the Apple of Eden stuff. And that's still like a stealth game. It's not the bullshit that they're coming out with now. And I remember Unity and Syndicate... were stealth games still, but they were so buggy in the beginning. I remember it not being able to play because I remember loading it up on my computer, trying to scale this building, and then everything around me just glitched, and I was only looking at one window panel out of that building. And I'm like, okay, if this is gonna keep happening, it's not even worth it. Fuck them.
So yeah, everybody watching, just vote which tier list was the best.
I mean, shit, if we're going by like percentages, you hit that shit out of the park. You only played the good ones. You left off on the best note. You didn't get to experience the shit that is Assassin's Creed now.
Oh man.
I mean, if you want a mindless hack and slash game with upgradables and collectibles, like, go for it. If you're looking for an endearing story that'll gravitate towards you, look at King's tier list. That's all you got to do. All right, so that's the end of the tier list. That's the end of the Assassin's Creed tier list, and then we're gonna go into a top five draft, and then a little. You don't have to open anything for that. So I've been watching a fuck ton of like considered good comedy movies, and I just keep coming up with these same five every single time. And I wanted to ask King as well what his top five, or you can do a top three or whatever. So my top five, no particular order, funniest comedy movies of all time. What makes me crack the fuck up is how I judge this. I'm judging this by how many times it actually makes me laugh. Because it's pretty hard for me to sit down, put on a comedy movie like by myself and actually laugh like alone. And these movies do it so many times during the movie. So number one, Superbad. I mean that goes. I think that's in everybody's top three or top five. Superbad. Seth Rogen and I forgot the other person wrote this while they were in high school or while they were in college, and then they were too old. Whenever they got big, they were too old to do it, so they casted fucking Michael Cera, fucking McLovin. Oh my god, man. Dude, McLovin is a genius character. Is such a genius character. All right, so Superbad, we got Anchorman. Will Ferrell is just inherently funny, whatever he does. Step Brothers is number three. Number four, Borat. And then number five is Hangover. I think those are some really strong picks. And I got to give an honorable mention. It doesn't really make me laugh a lot, but the series as a whole comedy entity is bar none, you know. So I'm gonna go with Austin Powers. The Austin Powers series is fucking hilarious. Just the fact that he plays like all of those characters. He plays Mr. Evil or Dr. Evil. He plays Austin Powers himself. And I'm sure he does other voices, but to voice the main protagonist and the main antagonist in a comedy, it's hilarious. All right, so you got to give me your top five now.
I mean, you already know the OG, the Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Rush Hour series, number one.
Then I'd say Friday.
Dude, Morgan put that as his.
That's
great.
That was good. Madea.
Dude, he is. Isn't he a fucking billionaire now?
Oh, yeah. Dude, you got to see his mansion.
Dude.
It's like he's living like the Queen of England. Or not even that, like the Prince of England.
That dude made a fucking empire of comedy movies. And he plays the main motherfucker. Yep.
He can change his voice and everything. He's a genius.
He is. He knows what he's doing, bro. He knows exactly what he's doing. So Rush Hour, and what was next?
Friday.
And then Madea.
Madea, and then Pineapple Express.
Oh, fuck. Ah, oh, man.
I put Hangover, then Pineapple Express.
Hangover, and then Pineapple. Yeah. Dude, Hangover dropped off so hard.
Yeah.
After the first one, it wasn't really that funny. I couldn't even tell you a scene in the second or third one.
It was the same stuff, but I mean, it was just...
They're like, this formula worked, so we're going to do it for two more movies. But that you can't recapture lightning in a bottle. You know what I mean? You got any honorable mentions?
You go first.
I already did mine. Austin Powers. I can think of another one though. Oh, dude, as a comedy series, like, well, I mean, this is movies. I was thinking TV series. I'll have to do that. But an honorable mention, which wouldn't be an honorable mention for a TV series, The Office. I laugh at Michael Scott so much. He is, I've seen the show. I'm not even kidding you. 8 to 10 times over. But I always don't watch whenever, like, after Michael leaves, it's not funny. It's not funny anymore. What did they do to my dude, Dwight?
I thought you were going to say It's Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, fuck, man. Well, that's going to be in the actual list. It's going to be The Office. The Sunny is always in is going to be in there. Because I've rewatched that 3 or 4 times. That is so hilarious. Dude, people that don't get that humor are offended. Like, dude, I showed an episode to my mom, and she was questioning their motives the entire time. Like, why would somebody do this? I'm like, Mom, it's a joke. They're being characters. They're all narcissistic assholes. And they just inflict damage on other people. But then at the end of the show, they always get shit inflicted back like tenfold on them. And that's what's funny. No honorable mentions?
Not that I can think of.
What's the last comedy movie you watched?
It was that it's that new one on Netflix. It was with Eddie Murphy and
I haven't watched like any new ones.
Gosh, you just said his name.
He
was in Superbad.
Michael Cera,
the fat one.
fuck.
Yeah.
Not Seth.
No.
I can't believe I forgot his fucking name. It's the main fucking character.
But yeah, it was with Eddie Murphy and that guy. And it's on Netflix. Recently new. Can't think of the name of it, but it was funny. It was pretty good. He was dating Eddie Murphy's
and he's skinny now.
Yeah, he was dating Eddie Murphy's daughter, and they were trying to make that work. A white dude dating a black girl.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Dude, the dynamic must be so fucking funny. Jonah Hill. Yeah, yep. There we go.
Jonah Hill.
I knew if we kept talking about it, something is just gonna pop in my head. Because if I try to think of that particular thing that I thought that I forgot, the more I try to zero in on it, the further away it goes. So I just have to, like, shut that down and then go to a conversation that might bring it up.
It was just, like, Jonah Hill, a white Jewish guy that fell in love with black, like kind of, I want to say like ghetto, but
the complete opposite of Jonah Hill. Oh my God.
She had a little thug in her.
Mm. Everybody needs a little thug in them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of guilty pleasure shows, I wanted to touch on this because I was talking to my friend about this. Not the friend that you were mentioning earlier. We were talking about just guilty pleasure shows that you just watch on YouTube or just to pass the time. So mine, I don't know if you've seen any of these shows, but Hoarders and 600 Pound Life.
Mm.
Or really anything like that on TLC. I love Hoarders, bro. just the psychological aspect of it and the cleaning up afterwards is gratifying.
Like, they're just like, nothing's wrong with me.
I know. What do you mean? They're legit mentally ill. like they don't see it.
This isn't even enough.
Dude,
I could fill this up even more. Just give me another house.
There was this one lady, one episode, it's considered the most disgusting Hoarders episode, or the most disgusting hoard. It's that girl that shits in the bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And dude, her house was filled up with bottles and buckets of shit. And she kept harping on about the reason why people are here is because her fridge has a little bit of mold in it. And the guy's like, that's not mold. That's not mold. The mold is not what brought us out here. It's the feces and the pee everywhere. And she couldn't see it. She was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess so. I'm like, bro, those people are so far gone, man. How do you get to that point where you're shitting and pissing in bottles and you're having to shit in like, in like a plastic bucket and dump it out?
Yeah.
The dude that was cleaning it up, you know, that white guy who specializes in it, mm-hmm. he mentioned that something of smelling, and she's like, oh, I don't smell anything. And he's like, you literally dumped a shit bucket in front of me, and I walked past it. That's going to smell. And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess that would smell. And then it cut to him just talking to the camera. And he's just like, they're so far gone. I don't understand. He's just flabbergasted, man. But yeah, that's gonna abruptly end it for our. Oh my God, I just got really lightheaded. thinking about all the feces and fucking. Oh my God,
I'm trying to eat after this.
Yeah. Oh my God. But okay, thank you for watching. This is episode 105. We had a jam-packed, action-packed episode for you, about 50 minutes long, probably cut down to 40, 45. King's got to get out of here to go watch some cocaine bear, some cocaina bear, and to eat, and maybe not, maybe so, maybe.
Woo!
Maybe do that before you see it. Maybe, dude, I bet you a lot of people are doing that shit before they see it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, we got to rail some fucking lines before we see gotta cocaine. We got to
be on the same level.
Dude, he's on that level. We got to get there. Break out the lines, bro. And just during the movie, there's just like, their hands are like shaking on the popcorn. They're just like, a whole bunch of people are moving their legs around. A bunch of people are like talking very, very fast.
The first sniff I hear, I'll be like, ooh, he's not sharing. He's not sharing. Sharon is Karen.
And then he gets arrested.
Hey, it was all him. I didn't want any. He tried to.
It's freedom of speech. I was reciting song lyrics. Hey, but song lyrics is what's getting Young Thug fucked right now. So I guess that can't. That won't hold up in court. You sing about doing cocaine, you do cocaine.
Should have learned from Bobby. Bobby Smurda.
Bro. He's not out now.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just saw, like, a recent picture. I remember, we're going to end on this. I was talking to one of my buddies at work about, like, presentations and stuff. Do you remember how he presented his music to the label?
Yeah, he fucking went ham.
Yeah, dude, he got on the table. So
the table just like, started. He was smooth with it. Dude. Like, he spun around and then, like, landed. Like perfectly on the ground.
You could
too.
See everybody at that place was just vibing with that motherfucker. That's how you sell shit,
They're
bro.
They're like, this is the fucking, he's gonna make us rich.
He's gonna make us rich for a very short amount of time. And then we're gonna backtrack. We're gonna have to backtrack on all of our business ventures because he put a bad name on our business because he got fucking arrested. I don't even know what he got arrested for. Who knows?
His lyrics. He was rapping about killing people.
I thought that was Tay-K. KK actually rapped about murdering somebody.
Yeah.
The run, or something.
He also got pinched for that and racketeering and just rapping about all that.
Jesus. It's a slippery slope, bro.
Yep.
But speaking of slippery slopes, which isn't, it doesn't really refer to anything I'm about to segue into, but this is the Deck Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack. Ice Trap Tides on SoundCloud. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all that shit. And this episode will be out ASAP.
Love you guys.
Peace out.